Yesu yebazibwe nnyo abooluganda.
Praise Jesus so much, brethren.
Musibye mutya mu linnya lya Mukama waffe Yesu.
How have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus?
Obulamu buli butya?
And how is your lives?
Mbuuliza ku muganda wo.
You can greet of your brethren.
Omugambe webale kujja.
Tell them thank you for coming.
Mu lukiiko olw'ekika kyaffe kino ekitukuvu.
Gathering of this our holy clan.
Ekika ky'abatukuvu abali mu ggulu.
The clan of the saints in heaven.
Ba malaika.
The angels.
N'obutonde.
And the creations.
Mugambe ekirala.
Tell them another.
Kitaffe nnali na plan ennungi gye tuli.
Father has a good plan unto us.
Yesu manye gwe ogirowoozaako.
But I don't know what you think of it.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Twebaza Katonda kitaffe.
We thank God the Father.
Atwongedde akaseera akafaananako bwe kati.
Added us a moment like this.
Ebiseera ebisinga.
Many times.
Mbeerawo ne njagala Katonda mpeeko obujulizi.
I am there and I want God to give a witness of me.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Nganjagala mpeeko obujulizi.
And I want him to give a witness about me.
Nti nange nina omutima ogulinga
ogugwe. That me too I have a heart like his.
Era nti nsobola okukola okwagala kwe kwonna.
That I can do all his will.
Nti nga nsobola okutuukiriza okwagala kwe.
And that I can fulfill his will.
Gwe tokyagala.
Don't you want that?
Naye okoze otya?
But what have you done of it?
Sero sumano mbiko watu mekumi na sato wabini mbili.
Read Acts 13:22.
Atusomewo okwo tugenda genda okulaba enkoza sitaana.
Let's read there, we are going to see schemes of Satan.
Naye katusomewo okwo wano.
But let's read there.
Somerako ebikola byatume.
Let's read the Acts.
Bikola byatume. Sura.
Ya 13 nyiro 22.
Bikola byatume esura ya 13 n'olunyiriri olwa 22.
Acts chapter 13 verses 22.
Lugamba. Boyangu nti boyamujjawo oyo n'abayimiririza Daudi okubakabaka waabwe gweyogerako ng'amutegeeza nti ndabye Daudi omwana wa Yese omuntu alinga omutima gwange bwe gwagala anaakolanga byenjagala byonna.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Bwe yajjako kabaka Saulo.
When he took off King Saul.
N'alaba kabaka Daudi.
And he saw King David.
Kwegamba n'abayimusiza kabaka Daudi.
And
n'abayimusiza kabaka
Daudi. He raised them the King David.
N'amuwaako obujulizi.
And he testified of him.
Weyogerako nti alina omutima ogulinga ogugwe.
Whom he spoke that he has a heart like of him.
Era nti olw'omutima ogwo.
And that because of that heart.
Ayinza okutuukiriza okwagala kwa Katonda kwonna.
Can fulfill all that God wants.
Kwegamba ekyo nkyagala.
Now I love that.
Mu mirembe gyaffe.
In our eras.
Nga bangi kwabo abaali bateriddwawo okuyimirira.
And many of those who had been put there to stand.
Abamu kuffe kankano mu myaka bakadde baffe.
And some of us in years they are our elders.
Era nga ffe tulinganga bu Dawudi.
And we are appearing like Davids.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Nga Mukama amaze okubasindiikiriza olw'okugaana okumanya.
And God has drawn them off for rejecting knowledge.
Kubanga agamba kubanga muganye okumanya.
For he said, because you have rejected knowledge.
Nange mbaganye okuba bakabona.
Me too have rejected you being priests.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Ndowooza nnyo ne ngamba.
I think much and I say.
Bwangolokosanga Daudi.
If he arises me like David.
Mumurembe guno kubanga gama n'abagolokoseza.
In this generation, for he says, and he rose for them.
N'abayimusiza kabaka Daudi.
And he raised them the King David.
Gezira ya tuyimusera kankano yali tuteekateeka.
Is the one who is raising us and to now is preparing us.
Tinaye namuwako n'obujulizi.
And that he testified of him.
Jaino omutima ogulinga ogugwe.
That he holds a heart like of him.
Era olwo omutima ogulinga ogwa Katonda.
For holding a heart like of God.
Nga Katonda alabira ddala ng'ebigendererwa bye byonna.
And God sees indeed all his motives.
Ebi kugamba wiru ya Katonda yonna nga Daudi alina okugituukiriza.
And the entire will of God, David was meant to fulfill it.
Kugamba nga tagenda kulemesa kigendererwa kya Katonda.
And not going to hinder the motive of God.
Nkyagala nnyo ekyo.
I love so much that word.
Simanyi gwe oba okyagala.
Don't know whether you want it.
Katonda n'akuwako obujulizi n'okwogera n'ayogera.
And God testifies of you and even speaks.
Tewali ku kimu ku bigendererwa bye ky'ogenda kulemesa.
None of his motives you are going to be failing.
Naye teebirizaamu nga wamufeiringisaako ebimu.
Imagine you failed on him on some.
Amukwetunulamu mu isitoole ewo kati.
Looking in your history now.
There
is a point you've shamed him. Where you've not done as his will is. Where you've hindered the will of God. Indeed, you have to do everything possible that he resumes to testify of you. That indeed, you hold a heart like of him. And that you will not hinder the will of God. For
their
eras past. Indeed, you hindered the will of God. Even to speak a testimony of you now. That he gives of you. He sees that person. I regret why I created him. You know, even King Saul, God testified of him one day. Like that. And he regretted creating him. Praise Jesus so much. But all that is like that.
It's
given you to look in it and see.
And
do all things possible to see that God resumes speak a testimony good on you. And this time he proves you are going to fulfill his will. If he's worried of you, and in
a
little time you give up and you resume, it's you grumbling and complaining. He wonders where you got a heart like that. Yet you say you are his son. And the child ought to have had a heart like of the father. You think God doubts your existence? His existence. Does he doubt it? You as his child, where do you get it? Does he doubt that there's something he cannot do? Why do you doubt your father that perhaps some things have failed? And we studied that too even can grieve you. You check yourself and your heart is not like of your father God. For he never doubts himself. But you sometimes you doubt him. A small thing happens. And you say perhaps what is wrong with God this time? Maybe things today, some will not do them, will not be able. Now that your heart is still lacking to be like of God. But me, I love it. And I'm here trying on that.
That
always be like that all days. What about you? At least show the signs. Even Aurelius got affected you and began to complain of it.
God,
perhaps you forsook me already. Now God begins to look at your heart. How does it appear? But try to see that it's like of God. You see, God, though you've ceased to be a child, to be among his children, he says, come back, you, the one who fell. The backsliding children. Cause them children, but they've backslidden.
Time.
When will you hold a heart like mine? But we ask God to help us on that. As we to do the exact we can. And he bears our weakness. We are going to move on to see schemes of Satan. Unto God and unto church. Sometimes we are always here. Someone said tomorrow we are going in schemes of Satan. That's not the right language. As if you're going to say we're going to go be in that. Tomorrow we shall move on to see the schemes of Satan. That's how we say.
encha tugenda kuba tugenda kugenda tucheyongera no munkwezani tubanga abagenda maso no kugwa
as if you are moving on to falling in them.
Yes, we have a
praise Jesus so much. But let's move on even today
into
seeing the schemes of Satan
unto
God and unto his church
in
the name of the Lord Jesus. We are seeing some of the last topics. And we still separate the Spirit of God and his works of righteousness from the Spirit of Satan and its works of unrighteousness. But just as we've been passing through, that the Spirit of Satan which appeared through the fourth beast, which is known as the Roman Empire, after fighting the right Christ and his church at Rome, to creating its image, which is known as the Roman Catholic Church, there arose many religions and the many beliefs which appeared as if they are in salvation, which appeared as if they were on the Christ Jesus our Master.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. We have been seeing some of those religions and those which appear as beliefs, and we still moving on to see salvation. The Holy Spirit rose again in America starting from 1700 and the 1800 through the ministers as John Wesley and the Charles Wesley together with the Reverend Charles Spam, and the Spirit of Satan began to throw that salvation down to create a fake salvation in the 1906 through the one-eyed pastor,
Illuminati.
The Illuminati,
William Fox,
the one known as William Fox. But in all, we resume to look at the foundation of that salvation which rose in America. It had planted on what? That ministry which moved that salvation, it was called the Christian Holiness Movement.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. But the foundation, they planted it in the Matthew chapter 6, starting from verse 29 and to reaching 33. And it evolved to first seek the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. And then the rest we need was to be added us. But that foundation, as we've gotten explained of it, it got a problem in 1906 through the one-eyed pastor. The Spirit of Satan,
it
passed through him the false salvation and the false gospel of twisting the word of God, to subtracting and adding in it. And they try to preach the gospel of the things of the world, making people the enemies of God. Praise Jesus so much. But we still moving on to get explained those four words which are in the word of the seeking of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven.
We'll
remember we first got explained seeking the kingdom of God, what it means and how is it done. And the second thing, and it's the same thing we still see today, what is the kingdom of God? The kingdom of God we seek, what is it? And how is it fought?
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
We
got to understand, and we're moving on to
understand
the kingdom of God. It is the Holy Spirit, the treasure above all treasures, in all territories in heavens and earth, and above the heavens. And after we would have winded up that, we shall see what is righteousness.
It's
the third part and
issue.
The third issue, what is that righteousness which we seek? And how do we seek for it? And fourth reason we shall see, what is the kingdom of heaven? And where is it found? But we want to move on
from
this aspect, what is the kingdom of God?
Or
the kingdom of God we seek, what is it?
Then
how can we seek for it?
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus so much. Like I told you, that we study of the way of seeking it. And after we shall see the kingdom of Satan.
Yes,
praise Jesus
Amen.
So much.
Ended
as we explained on the issue of seeking the kingdom of God,
whom
we realize is the Holy Spirit.
Like
reading Luke 7:21, he says this. Luke chapter 17 verse 21.
Sote bali bagamba ntiraba buli wano obanti buli wali kubanga laba obwakabaka bwa Katonda buli munda ya mwe.
Yes, you was when you
praise Jesus so much.
Obwakabaka bwa Katonda,
the kingdom of God,
ngabuli masekati gafu,
and it's in our midst.
Bali babulowoza ko kubera ekizimbe,
they thought of it to be a building,
naife abatandise jo kubunonya,
but we began to yesterday to seek for it,
okulaba engeri je tubunonya,
to see the way we seek for it.
Wachi student moyo mutukuvu n'obujuvu
bwe, we discovered it's the Holy Spirit and his fullness,
awamu n'emiri muje jonna,
together with all his works.
Era bwatuga mata isuli ye 12,
and when he tells us in the Matthew 12 and the verses 28,
nyo atugamba bwati,
he explained and he told us this.
Matthew chapter 12 verse 28.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. The appearing of the Spirit of God brings the manifestation of the kingdom of God. And the Spirit of God himself, in the time he appears and manifests his works, moves on to show us the kingdom of God, that it's him himself. That's why he said in Matthew 12:28, I cast demons by the Spirit of God. The kingdom of God has already come for you.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus so much. The truth is this, brethren.
We
who want to seek the kingdom of God, we must seek for the Holy Spirit himself. And after we know of his fullness and of his works,
we've
understood already the secrets of the kingdom of God,
we
speak of the secrets of the Holy Spirit.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
And
when he said we are blessed to know the secrets of the kingdom of God,
and
we've thought for it, we've begun to see its works.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. But just as we told you all, that even though the Holy Spirit will have saw him in the sign of the dove, but they came showing us his fullness.
And
the seeing of the fullness of the Holy Spirit as we join on his works, it causes us to see the kingdom of God, and it causes us to enter in it.
ekitundutundu ku bwakabaka
obwo. And it causes us to become a part of that kingdom. That's why when we look to Acts chapter 2, verses 3 and 4, these ones begin to enter the kingdom of God. And it's come in them. And it is in their midst. Let's read there and we hear. Acts chapter 2, verse
3. Buli lulimi ne lutuula ku muntu. Bona ne bajjula omwoyo omutukuvu ne batanula okwogera ennimi endala ng'omwoyo bye yabawa okuzoogera.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Abatume bano bali bakunganye.
When the apostles had gathered
olunaku olwa Pentecost,
on the day of Pentecost,
ne bajjako ku mitwe gyabwe ennimi ez'omuliro.
And upon their heads came tongues of fire.
And
all were filled of the Spirit of God. We
are
going to see the Spirit they got filled of.
Any
time they are filled of that Spirit,
they have
entered the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, they have become a kingdom.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Yes.
For they have joined on the kingdom of God, the Spirit of God.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus so much. When we read in Revelations, Revelations chapter
4,
verse
5,
they moved to move on, explain us this
word.
The fullness of tongues of fire which came on the heads of the apostles,
which
show the fullness of the Holy Spirit. Revelations chapter 4, verses 5.
Ne ku ntebe nga kuvaako okumyansa n'amaloboozi n'okumwatuka, n'ettabaza omusanvu ez'omuliro nga zaaka mu maaso g'entebe, gy'emyoyo omusanvu egya Katonda.
Yes, yebazibwe
nnyo. Praise Jesus so much.
Yalaba ettabaza musanvu mu maaso g'entebe ya Katonda.
He saw seven lamps before the throne of God.
Ettabaza ez'omuliro.
The lamps of fire.
Ng'ezaaka mu bikolwa by'abatume bbiri.
Like those who came on the Acts 2.
Nnyolo okusatu n'olwokuna.
Verse 3 and 4. That's what he saw in Revelations 4. 5. And he saw tongues of fire. And he saw seven lambs of fire. And the light before the throne of God.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus so much. He told us there are the seven spirits of God. But because we understood Matthew 12:28, if he chases demons by the Spirit of God, the kingdom of God has come for us. The one we seek, the kingdom of God, seek for the fullness of the Holy Spirit and His works how they are.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus so much. In that word, when someone seeks the kingdom of God, they have seek the fullness of the Holy Spirit and His works. And if they are seeking, they move on to be filled with the Spirit of God, and the Spirit is in them, and even outside He is there working. To say it's in you, in your midst, or the Spirit will be in you and He will be unto you.
Yes,
praise Amen. Jesus so much. Now in that word, you've begun to look into seeking the kingdom of God. What does it mean to seek the Holy Spirit in His fullness and His works?
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus so much.
Those
seven lamps,
they
are what appear on the lampstand, as God showed it to Moses according to the book of Exodus. Exodus 25:31.
Era olikola ekikondo n'ezzaabu ennungi. Ekikondo kiriwesebwa n'entobo yaakyo no mukonda gwacho n'ebikompe byacho n'emitwe gyacho n'ebimuli byacho biribera bya zambu emunacho asatu mubiri n'amatabi mukaga galiva mu mbirizi zacho amatabi asatu agechikondo mulubirizi lwacho rumu n'amatabi asatu agechikondo mulubirizi lwacho olwokubiri.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Mukitabiki chokuva isuri ya 25.
The book of Exodus chapter 25.
Nyura satu moru mpaka satu mubiri.
Verse 31 to 32.
Agenda maso nibakulaga chikondo chitabaza ngabo okiraba
wali. They moved on to show the lampstand as you see it there.
Yes, yebazibwenyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Na chikondo chi chitabaza.
But that lampstand
chinaga emiyomo sambwe ja katonda mukabonera ako.
It shows the seven spirits of God in that sign. It means this Holy Spirit, the one we seek for the kingdom of God,
has
begun to show and manifest his fullness. And we who seek, we begin to seek for wisdom. We seek for understanding. We seek for the counsel of God. We seek for the power of God. We seek the knowledge of God. We seek the spirit of fear of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
And we seek the spirit of the Lord. After we get him, the spirit of the Lord himself shows us the Father and the Son. And there you've reached right to the source of the kingdom of God.
It
means to seek the kingdom of God. It ends when you seek God himself.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
You see where it takes us.
Yes,
praise Jesus
Amen.
So much. Seeking the kingdom of God, whom we've understood is the Holy Spirit, it makes us end up seeking the Father, and we seek the Son. Most people ask, how is it? Bible says, no one knows the things of God except his Spirit.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen. So kunoonya
now to seek the kingdom of God.
It's
what reaches us to God himself. For to seek the kingdom of God, you are seeking the spirit of God. To reach the spirit,
and
he shows you God the Father and the Son. The word is like this. Before I go more to explain fullness of the Holy Spirit, whom we seek for the kingdom of God. Praise Jesus
Amen.
So much. I want this word God to help us.
We
move on to understand it. Bible says in the First Corinthians chapter 2
in
the verses 11.
Bakolinso ekisoka esule yokubiri no lunyiriri ole 10 olumu.
First Corinthians chapter 2 verse 11.
Kubanga muntu ki ategeere ebyo muntu wabulo moyo gwo muntu oguli muye. Era mwechityo nebya katuna siwali abitegeera. Wabulo moyo gwa Katonda.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Nti gwenga poliyao.
That you, as you are there, inside you, what you think for is much, and what you know. Even though your clothing there, you put them and everything. Even those you never washed. Those you hid under your bed. Your spirit knows all those. And he tells you, even the things of God, no one understands them except the spirit of God which is in him. This is the kingdom of God. We speak of the spirit of God. After you seek the kingdom of God and is the Holy Spirit, straight you have to reach to the Father.
No more.
Understand.
No better.
And you understand them.
Yes, you ever
praise Amen. Jesus so much. You know why it's like that? No one knows the Father. And no one knows the Son. Except whom the Son wants to reveal him.
But
it cannot happen when it's not the Spirit of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. I think when you read well Matthew chapter 11.
Matthew 11.
Matthew chapter 11 from verse 25.
Mwebirebi Yesu yaddamu n'agamba nti nkwebaza Kitange Mukama w'eggulu n'ensi kubanga wakisa ebigambo bino abamagezi n'abakabakaba n'obibikkulira abaana abato abiri mukaaga weewaawo Kitange kubanga bwekityo bwe kyasiimibwa mu maaso go abiri musanvu ebintu byonna byankwasibwa Kitange so tewali amanyi mwana wabula Kitaawe so tewali muntu amanyi Kitaawe wabula omwana na buli muntu omwana gwayagala okumubikkulira.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Amen. Jesus so much.
Listen to
this. No one knows the Father. No one knows the Son. Except the Father. And the other. No one knows the Father except the Son. And every person he wants to reveal him to.
But
remember, when God reveals us what concerns him, the Holy Spirit is the one who does it. We've briefly gotten back to the Corinthians.
1
Corinthians chapter
2
and the verses 9. 1 Corinthians 2:9.
Naye nga bwe kyawandiikibwa nti eriiso bye litalabangako n'okutu bye kutawuliranga n'ebitayingiranga mu mutima gwa muntu byonna Katonda byategekera abamwagala. 10. Naye ffe Katonda yatubibikkulira ku bw'omwoyo kubanga omwoyo anoonya byonna n'ebitategeerekeka ebya Katonda.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
So bwe tubanga tumaze okunoonya obwakabaka bwa Katonda,
after we thought the kingdom of God,
omwoyo mutukuvu,
the Holy Spirit,
yeye atubikkulira ebya Katonda Kitaffe,
he is the one who reveals the things of God the Father,
n'eby'omwana,
and of the Son.
Obitegedde bulungi?
Have you understood it well?
Ekikulu ebyandikwa bingi, kasooke mpozinge mu
of some scriptures.
Waliwo ekibadde kijja kiri eri mu Yokaana.
There is another which has been coming, it's in John.
Kigamba omwana atola ku bya Kitaawe.
It says the
Son, omwoyo omutukuvu,
the Holy Spirit,
atola ku bya Kitaawe.
Gets from what's of the
kubyomwana,
from the Son,
omwana bya Kitaawe.
What's of the Son is of the Father.
N'abitubikkulira.
And reveals them to us.
Yes,
praise Jesus
Amen.
So much.
But
in all what I wanted to pose in the meetings that you understand, that in seeking the kingdom of God, it's the Holy Spirit in his fullness, we end up seeking God and we've reached him. That's why it says seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
Yes,
praise Jesus
Amen.
So much. One of the secrets which enabled the Holy Spirit to be the kingdom of God, that's that his fullness, which is made of the seven spirits of God, works before the Lord to see how all things are. Which is the kingdom of God. It's in the midst of the kingdom of men. People have their kingdoms as you see them. Yet God too has his kingdom in their midst. Yet it's invisible.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Now it's these brethren. In the Revelations 5:6. The seven spirits which make fullness of the Holy Spirit. And it's the kingdom of God in the midst of people. It moves on to be the eyes of God. To seeing all things. In every place. And to work everywhere. Let's read there and we hear. Revelations 5 verse 6.
Nenda ba wakati wentebe nebira mwebina ne wakati wabakadde omwana gwendiga nga ayimiridde ngafana nange yatibwa ngalina mayembe musanvu n'amaaso musanvu gyemyo musanvu ekya Katonda ejitumibwa mu nsi zonna.
Yes, ye bazibwe.
Praise Amen. Jesus so much.
Amaaso musanvu,
the seven eyes,
gyemyo musanvu ekya Katonda,
the seven spirits of God, which has sent the entire earth. Imagine the kingdom of God, the Holy Spirit,
is
midst of the kingdom of the children of men. Everywhere, right from heavens to the earth,
he
is there the eyes sent to the entire world. Nothing he cannot see.
Now
let me show you, brethren. People who seek the kingdom of God,
in
every place they are, they can see it. If they seek for it in the right way, sent everywhere, it is there. The first, someone discovers what's the kingdom of God, and they know it is the Holy Spirit, and they also know his works as they are, they begin to see him. And another says that you will be seeing him, for you know him. John 14:17-18. You will be seeing him, for you know him. Knowing him eases you to see him. Now listen to this. After you've understood it, that the kingdom of God
is
the Holy Spirit and his fullness, as the seven spirits are. When you reach and they read you Psalms 104:30, you begin to see him. Let's read there and we see.
Zaburi esula ya chikumi mwenya Nolu nyiriri orwasatu.
Psalms 104:30.
Lugamba. Otuma omoyo go nebitondebwa. Era ofula bujja amaso gettaka.
Nti atuma omoyo gwe.
That he sends the spirit
nebitondebwa.
And they are created.
Ngasinaba kudayo ku creation je atandikira okukola emirimu
ejo. Before I go back to creation where he began to do those works.
Ejo kutonde gulu nesi nebiwo byona.
Getting heavens and earth and their fullness.
Uliokora bo bwakabaka bwakatonda.
And then you see the kingdom of God.
Muzaburi 10:3.
In Psalms 104:30. Up to today.
Era kyatuma moyo nebikola.
He still sends the spirit and they are created. And you find cassava growing.
It's
often put cassava fruits down there. The bananas. Is it only eating we speak of? The different grass and the herbs.
But
those, if you know well the kingdom of God,
and
put it in the right way, you begin to see it because you know it. And you too, and you see it within you.
When
it begins to reveal to you, when you pass through the spirit of knowledge, of the wisdom, of understanding, you know he is within me. Even in our midst, you begin to see him,
and
you see him outside, and you look all
the
stars, how we put them there, and you say, indeed, I see you.
When
there are times I get there, I look at myself first. Sometimes I pray to go in the vision, and I see of my inner parts of the stomach, and they bring them out one by one. The heart here, everything is displayed there. And I say, my God, kingdom of God, I see you with your works.
The
times you just get outside, you look and I just wonder of the kingdom of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Look at the grass.
And
the kingdom of God, you have works. I see you.
It
moves the sun.
Right.
Now we see as if it's not there, yet it's there. If you know him, you begin to see him.
You
in you feel. He is there, he's beginning to lighten up things outside. He said that he will be in you, and he will be unto you.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Let's briefly get back to John
14.
John 14:17.
Omoyo owamazima ensigweta yinza kukiriza Kubanga temulaba. So temutegeera.
The
world cannot believe him.
Kubanga temulaba.
For they don't see him.
Era temutegeera.
And they don't understand him.
Teyinza mukiriza lwansonga
bibi. They cannot believe him for two reasons.
Temulaba.
They don't see him.
Temu The
world cannot believe him.
But
they don't see him.
And they
don't understand him.
You know why
people, when they reach to fall down, they think it's him?
They
think it's the kingdom of God.
They
think it's the spirit of God.
What other
way would they have understood him?
If you
don't know him, you cannot understand him. But he spoke of us. Let's finish that verse.
John 14:17.
Omwoyo
wa mazima ensigwe teyinza kukiriza. Kubanga temulaba, so temutegeera. Mwe mumutegeera, kubanga abeera gye muli, era anabanga mumwe.
Yes, yebazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus.
Nti mwe mumutegeera.
That you understand him.
Kubanga abeera Jemuri.
Cause is unto
you.
For he is within
Era
you.
Anabira, abira jemuri.
He will be unto you. There are two words here.
The
one portion puts it in you.
No fuko,
you
kabaka.
Become the kingdom.
Kuyebu,
join on him the kingdom of God.
The
other part is outside working.
That's
why he says is within you and is unto you.
He
is within you
and
to you even.
Is
in the midst. Now the Holy Spirit, if you work well with him,
works.
One portion of it is him in you and another is outside. And you connect.
Yes,
praise Jesus
Amen.
So much. People alone who can have that way, who can see him,
there
are those who have understood him,
who
can see this kingdom of God.
Jesus
told us Matthew 12:28, if I cast demons by the Spirit of God,
the
kingdom of God has come. And they said,
they
hoped it succeeded. It's one of his works.
We
begin to see his works.
His
kingdom we ask to come, it's come already.
You
know, the times I pray, I say, now the kingdom come, we no more sing it like that. But we say, let it manifest.
Amen.
For it is around.
It
already came in Acts 2.
We
want it to manifest its works.
And
the problem which has been, and you must be knowing, he brings a portion in you.
The outer
portion manifests the exceeding power. You can teach him and you also see him.
And
no more have contentions with him that where are you, Holy Spirit? For
the
way you see,
moyo wa mukama, moyo ngatuli
tumuyaya. This is where we see the Holy Spirit, we yearning for him.
Nayenga naga mandi wano.
And he's some here. We don't hear him.
Aliruddawa.
Where is he?
Kati twaitwa manyira amanyige
chikizo moyo kwa Satan. Powers of darkness, the spirit of Satan.
Gwayogera ko Yeremia. That
speaks of in Jeremiah 23:9-10, the power which is not good.
And
beats you down and you begin to weep from the floor.
And think
the Spirit of God moving. But when you get the knowing of the Spirit of the Lord, you begin to see him.
And you
begin to see his portion within you. You begin to become the kingdom of God and you are a part of that kingdom. And you entered it. You saw it.
No ingira.
And you entered it. Most say we didn't see still its doors.
When
understand is when you enter, for it is everywhere.
You
be a part of his and you are a worker with him.
Yes, you have
raised Jesus
from Nazareth.
And you begin to prove
that
I'm a child of the kingdom of God.
He
begin to lead you. And they say the one led by the Spirit of God, that is this child of God.
Romans 8:14-16
comes in.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Most people say, now apostle scriptures are very many. Now so far even we've written a couple of them. Now the new ones,
they are
used to reading one scripture and they give them plenty words on it,
but
have nothing to explain which has no scriptures,
then
we refuse to speak beyond the scriptures. Why? Everything to be explained, it's explained with the scriptures.
We
have nothing to speak in our wisdom.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. We shall request you to be patient. Accept many scriptures, write them down.
Their
meaning which is explained.
When you
used to a service of one or two scriptures,
but
you did not understand.
Now
it's time for understanding.
Amen.
With the many scriptures.
That's
why Bible says
that he began
explaining from the Moses and the prophets.
What they explained,
they
were
still hearing and their eyes were opened.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Now
I request you be patient. The names of fullness of the Holy Spirit, the kingdom of God. If you begin to seek for him, you're going to begin to see him. You
too
will begin to see that he is in you. If you will see this name, you know every person. When you discover them, they hold their names. And it differs him from another. Is it not that? Now he, the Holy Spirit, the kingdom of God, one differentiated from the kingdom of man
and the
kingdom of Satan, he has his names. When you find him, you know, I've met him. Praise Jesus so much. He has the name, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of wisdom, the Spirit of understanding, the Spirit of counsel, the Spirit of power, the Spirit of knowledge,
and
the fear of God. You begin to see him and you say he is the one. You begin to see, and when you reach a place, you can discover that he is manifest here. There is a word manifest and the word being present. The Holy Spirit is everywhere, present everywhere, but his manifestation, it's the manifestation of the kingdom of God. You must be able to know his names. Let's first study them. Isaiah 11, verses 1 and 2. Isaiah 11 from verses 1.
Era mchikolo cha Yese muliva ensibuka netabi ediliva mumizi lidibala ebibala. No moyo gwa mukama guli bela ku ye
olutuka.
As it comes,
olinokula bo moyo wa mukama.
You have to see the Spirit of the Lord.
Kusina ku chikondo chetabaza.
According to the lampstand.
Nga mukama boyaraga nabbi Musa.
As God showed Prophet Moses.
Yali wakati.
That's the one in the middle.
Nabora mchifana nyecho.
As you see in that image.
Olutuka bo olinokumulaba.
When you reach, you have to see him.
Nana yetu genda kumunyonyola ko.
Too, we are going to explain of him. If you want to discover he is the one,
you must
glorify the Father and the Son alone.
When you reach,
you can know that he is manifesting here.
We
the ministers are lowered.
And the
Father and the Son, they are glorified.
Amen. You
begin to see the Spirit of the Lord is manifesting.
Lord,
that is present because He fills heavens and earth. But is manifesting.
Kingdom
of God is manifesting in His people.
Yes,
praise Jesus
Amen.
So much. The Spirit of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Isaiah 11 verses 2.
No moyo gwa mukama guli bera ku ye. Omoyo gwa magezi no kutegera.
Kuliko omoyo wa magezi.
We have the spirit of wisdom.
Erogendo tuka wonga magezi agali mu kigambo.
Reach that and the wisdom in the word.
Hali ni bubato galabye mu kigambo.
No, you've not seen it in the word.
Wali wate njiri endale eva mbutonde.
There is another gospel from the creation.
Na nayo ya moyo wa mukama.
It too is of the spirit of the Lord.
It's called
the gospel of the kingdom of God.
I don't
know whether you've understood it before. Gospel of the kingdom of God.
It's
the gospel of the Holy Spirit. But it's even preached in all creations. Okay, that too is there.
Preach
the gospel of the kingdom of God. It's the gospel of who? It's the gospel of the Holy Spirit.
And
in us, He gave us gifts to pass through us His gospel. That's why it's not by mighty, not by power, but by the Spirit of the Lord. Even though we are on His gospel, He is the preacher.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
That
too you read it in the Bible.
It says, gospel
of the kingdom of God.
It will
resume to be preached.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen. As He
promised us, we are going to be in secrets and the ones we
have,
and we see them and they are revealed to us.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But let's
put aside the kingdom of God
gospel.
Let's first discover Him
and
we see how His gospel moves.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
They have told us you hold the spirit of wisdom. Let's first finish.
There's
also the spirit of understanding.
Manyage.
These are His names.
Irabujuvubu.
And it's His fullness.
When you
reach there, seek for the wisdom in the word.
Umanyatarabise.
You know it's not manifested.
Ate chidala.
In the other,
creation.
You have to see onto the creations.
Even
the creation is there.
His gospel
comes from the creations of wisdom. You look at the ant, and it was sent and it was created. Wonder.
See
how it morphs like that. Go look at the plant. If it's a flower, you wonder who colored it.
We
don't have natural.
These
are artificial. You can look at a flower.
Designs
a flower like in four colors.
And
painted it well. You know, a good painter, you see them. When you dig in the ground, look for color under there. They are not there.
No mulaba.
And you see him.
No gang, kurabi.
You say, I've seen you.
Even
it's you the same the kingdom. You've still done this.
Amen.
I tell
you, you reach a flower. Painted it how the color ends. Another begins from there. And
it's
not a funny painter. He's a good painter.
When
you know him, the Holy Spirit, the kingdom of God, you can see him everywhere.
Amen.
And though
he manifests, you can know he is the one.
When
we come to spirit of understanding, these are his names, these are his works, his fullness.
Omanyo ya kwasaganya wano katono ni
wali. No, he handles a little here, a little there.
Nuryo kawewunya.
And you wonder.
Wano katono.
Here a little.
Waliwe chikata charumo.
There is a heap of potatoes.
Wano katono waliwo kasori.
A little is maize.
Wano katono waliwo
here a little. There is cassava.
Wano katono wasimbye we
bijja.
He
really planted peas.
Nyo nabi kwasaganya.
He handles all of them to grow.
Amen.
Adamu lichimu chivayo mungeri yacho.
It comes out in its way.
Eyo tulimo creation ate wala mukutegera.
We are in creation in understanding.
Scripture
are going to give an example.
Oja subulu okukizura nda wantu wona abango ogenza okulira enjiri.
You discover where you are going to preach.
Arabisi boba nedda.
He manifests or not.
Oba waliwo bwa kabaka bwa katondo wa Satan.
Kingdom of God
or
Satan which is manifesting.
Yangu nyo kubula babulijo ekibadde ekizibu.
What's been hard?
Kubanga ekwe tunonyade tumumanyi.
The one we seek for we don't know him.
Otandi ko okumulaba.
You begin to see him.
Bale winzo simba okamulali.
We plant paper here.
Walino simba omwe chungwa.
And there you plant an orange.
Uli omuna abere ebibi.
Each one will bear their own fruit.
Amulali nakawa.
Paper will be bitter.
Mchungwa ne
guomera. And the orange will be sweet.
Adera bo simba we bali yawo. Kano kachi ka kana akanimu.
When you plant then another, when you plant lemon here,
arita biranga mchungwa
kata nani no funi tasting like an orange, it also gets its taste.
Wano kano ni wali kato abakwa asaganya
bonu there a little, he handles all of them.
Amen.
You
begin to know and see him.
What
caused us to seek and we didn't see him, we didn't know him. Let's read his other names. Isaiah chapter 11 verses 2.
Omoyo go kutesa na amanyi.
Kuliko omoyo go kutesa.
There is a spirit of counsel.
Mubyawandikibwa
in the Holy Scriptures.
Yatulagibiro na ebisera byebintu
byonna. He shows us seasons and times of all things.
Yatunyonyola nti Katonda yaliwo.
Explains us God was.
Wali.
He is.
Era ajja kubawo.
And is going to be.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Yeah, to gamba yentandi kwa
tiyenkome. He tells us is the beginning and the end.
Abira mbiro byonna.
He is in the all seasons.
Era awali omoyo wokutesa.
Where the spirit of counsel is.
Obyawandi kwa tusobola mulaba.
In the scriptures we can see him.
Atulago obunabi obwatukirira.
Those as prophecies which came to pass.
Obutukirira.
Those coming to pass.
Nobugendo okutukirira.
Those which will be coming to pass.
Naye ate mbiro ebiriwo kankano.
Yet in eras which are now.
Oba mu butonde.
Or in the creations. Let me ask a question. I give you an example.
Fene.
A jackfruit.
A
jackfruit, which is ripe. Is it equal to an orange? Who measures them? Who measures?
And said,
let this one appear small like this. This one to grow bigger. Who gives month? Each one to get ripening or to mature.
Is
the spirit of seasons and times.
Who
gave a goat to birth at 6 months and gave human beings 9 months?
A
pig is of what? 4 months. Hen.
Enkoko ane abulagira ndikati sawa ya kubuka.
Who directs the chicks that it's time to jump moji out of the egg?
Ebironti bitu.
That the seasons are due.
Kankubira osobola mmula basingo bo mutegera.
You can see him if you understand him.
Era no beerawo ga wenyumiriza ulabwa kabaka
forever. Boosting the kingdom, I see you.
I see
you, Spirit of the Lord, you are here. I see you. You are manifesting your working.
Said
the world cannot see him. If the chicken has birthed, it's birthed. It's birthed. Who minds? It's birthed.
What
do you mind when your potatoes are put on, man?
What do
you ask you, is the world, how did it happen? You just leave it for you don't understand it, you just keep looking at it. And you put
amaragara.
You put there the banana,
no
the potato leaves.
You
wake up looking for potatoes. Did you put them there? What you did put there? Why don't you ask who put the potato there?
Bambi to era katonda kitibwa kimudire.
Glory be back to God.
Amen.
Kubanga nkubulire.
What let me tell you.
Sipo tukane yone weyombi ayombi.
Even rich you quarrel in the garden. They didn't grow well.
Ah ni abibaza.
Who makes them grow?
Neweega ambo simanye nkombi teba weerimeka. Bwe nkombi teba weerimeka staya hapa deyo.
The boat does not still where it is plowed.
Don't
you find the
Nainga tomani
much
ani atademu
emimonde
emiji
put there the many potatoes in
atemu lirwana wechikate cho namteka mitono
the neighbor of another heap they put few potatoes in it
amanyage
his name
oyo moyo wokuteisa
that's the spirit of counsel. Scales, seasons and times. All things are in the seasons under the sun. That's why YouTube never asked yourself, how did you mature? You
told
yourself you've grown. You've grown. They cannot see the kingdom of God, neither to enter it.
If
you want to prove church is still in the world and never come in Christ, and there they sit church, they are not seeking the kingdom. They don't seek him and they don't see him. They are counted in the world.
In
the time you can't see him, you cannot enter. You cannot be counted on him. You cannot be counted on the kingdom. Though we are made, but John of being made into a kingdom. Now we have the spirit of power. If you
can
see the earth is rotating in the sky, you don't ask how it is. Who has that power? Who is that? Who made your bones get tall? They were very short, you remember them. And initially, it was egg of the woman and the man. Who knows how bones grow in the womb of a woman? He asks that in Ecclesiastes. Now the kingdom of God, spirit of God, after you've understood his name, you begin to see him. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
And it's in the spirit of power. He planted something short.
But
invisible power pulls it to grow tall. When do you see it? Others say, the food is what makes us grow. What is in the food which makes us grow and who puts it there? What powers pull those bones and they grow tall?
And
you feel it when it's working on you in the night and the bones are being stretched to grow tall? That's why others wait for
you.
The Lord is there. And you hear something slash you to the floor. Let me tell you, see. Power pulls your bones to grow. But you cannot hear him. Most people say, didn't pull mine well, for I'm short. They work with the spirit of counsel.
He said, them,
when you grow very tall, they will be proud. Leave them short. Others, it was schemes of Satan. Just as we started of them. Your parents didn't give you what comes from the spirit of power.
When
they wanted to grow you, they tormented you. You didn't eat by then. Ingredients you would have mixed up.
To see
pools that born to grow. You didn't get them.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Pastor
Rubia, the other issue.
Spirit
of power not pulling the bone. It's made her laugh.
But
maybe she had not discovered the reason before.
If you begin to
vow for things up there and you're short, if you are tall.
But
those who are saved, it seems to be in them.
Others
say, what about we in medium?
Like
you, apostle, what happened? Let's move on now.
Yes. Let's
see names of the Holy Spirit. How we can easily see him. Isaiah 11 verses 2.
Omoyo gwo kutesa na manyi. Omoyo gwo kumanya. Nokutia mukama.
Yes, yebazi.
Praise Jesus, woman.
Tuinako moyo gwo kumanya.
We have the spirit of knowledge.
Bible tumulabira mukumanya okujudo kwa Katonda.
Bible we see him in the full knowledge of God.
Tibapolekero okulaba obwakabaka bwa Katonda bwenyine omoyo omutukuvu.
There we head on seeing the real kingdom of God, the Holy Spirit.
Atutusize da ku Katonda oyo na nyine bwakabaka.
As to the God, the owner of the kingdom.
Naita moyo wokumanya.
When he passes through the spirit of knowledge.
Banga banyonyola agamba.
For when he explains, he says,
"Obulamu obutagwao."
Eternal life.
Okumanya Katonda omwa amazima.
To know the one true God.
Ne Kristo Yesu gwe
yatoma. In the Christ Jesus he sent.
Olengera jiba kutwala.
You see where they take you?
Atero moyo wokumanya.
In the spirit of knowledge.
Yakupanga panga ngaboli we nano gwayo
bulungi. One who ordered you the way you are and you got complete.
Na buli kitondo okugwayo bulungi.
Every creation to be completed and finish well.
Okuva kutondebwa yeyawulamu amazzi.
From creation he separated the waters.
Agamu negadda waguru.
Another went up.
Manegadda wa.
And another went down.
Atomoyo wokumanya.
Now the spirit of knowledge.
Creation ya kutema tema mbwati.
Creation is the one who demarcates your neck to end here.
Mukono guiri.
Your hand to pass here. But concerning height, the one involved is the castle. But to demarcate you your neck to end here. The one of knowledge did that. Separated the waste.
The one who
measure its size will be the castle. The one of power will stretch it. Second heaven, we are to see amazing things.
Amen.
In the journey of heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
This kingdom, you can see it. Indeed, after you've known it, understood is the Holy Spirit and His fullness,
where
His works and all things of the heavens. Now there is the spirit of fear of God. Spirit of fear of God in this our life. He appears much in hating evil. In the scriptures,
he's
spoken of like this. And to helping many to come from evil. Now, physically, he has many things he does of the fear of God. For example, you may be even very surprised on the way you breathe yourself and the way how oxygen comes, and there you fear God.
The
spirit of fear of God joins most of the things, and see the star very far. Many things bring the fear of God.
And they
come within them the hatred of evil.
But where
they end up, it will be the lake of fire. If you refuse to fear God,
if you want
see peace in the kingdom of God, it involves the fear of God, hating the evil,
and
to help many come from evil. This
thing
I will not be able to explain one by one. After you've discovered his name,
you
shall give an example. Where do you see the spirit of wisdom?
I'll
try to give you some few examples. But as we end, the other time we shall come back, move on, see how we shall see him. When you read Psalms 139,
there are
words that speaks of the spirit of the Lord like this.
Zaburi esula ya 139 olunyoro mukaga.
Psalms 139 from verse 6.
Okumanya okulinga ngoku kwa kitalo kunema. Kwa waguru siinza kukutuukako. Romsanvu. Nagenda wa okuva eri omwoyo gwo. Oba naddukira wa amaaso go. Romunana. Bwe nalinnya mu ggulu nga gy'oli, bwe nayala obuliri bwange mu magombe, laba, nga gy'oli. Olw'omwenda, bwe natola ebiwawantiro ebyenkya ne ntula mu bifo ebyennyanja ebiri ewala ennyo, olw'ekkumi, newankubadde eyo omukono gwo gunannuŋŋamya.
Yes, yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Wonna wonna.
Everywhere.
Wona agenda.
Where you will go.
Oba mu ggulu oba ku nsi.
Whether in heavens or earth.
Omoyo wa Mukama ojja kumusanga.
Lord, you'll find him and you will see him.
Kubanga omumanyi.
For you know him.
Era ojja muwuliranga mwali muggwe.
You will hear him is within you.
Kubanga omumanyi.
Because you know him.
Kyavaga mbe tunaddukawo okuva eri omwoyo.
That's why he said, where shall we run from your spirit?
Kubanga buno bwe bwakabaka bwa Katonda bw'otayinza kudduka.
This is the kingdom of God you cannot run from.
Era nga ye Katonda afugira mu bwakabaka bw'abaana b'abantu.
God who reigns within the kingdom of the children of men.
Obwakabaka bwe nga buli mazzi katiga funenga ne tubulaba.
His kingdom is in our midst yet we don't see it.
Ekyo kya kitalo ddala.
That's very amazing.
When
go back from verse 1, he says this.
Psalms
139 from verse 1.
Ayi mukama, wano nyanze, wamanya, omanyi bwentula, era ne bwengolokoka. Otegeera okulowooza kwange, nga kukyali wala. Rokusatu. Onoonyeza ddala ekkubo lyange, n'okwebaka kwange.
All these the Spirit of the Lord sees them. Searches all the people. Even all creations.
For
it is the kingdom which is everywhere. And he takes care of the goats and the fields. The trees,
the ants,
you can never even think of yourself. Yet he watches over them. Animals going to be giving birth. Dogs bathing within the drainage system. Others in the bush. He is all there watching over them. And there is no word you will be speaking that the Holy Spirit doesn't know of.
He
surrounds us in the front and in the back.
In
what was and that which is coming.
In
what was, what is, and what is coming. Even those who speak years ahead, he knows them.
Involve
foolishness, ask him today, you never speak them.
Amen.
Free to pray ahead. You can say, Lord, no word you have not known of.
That
I can speak or I will be speaking. But help me.
I hate
there if there is arrogancy.
Help
me not speak for you know them.
Knows
all that you're going to do, you can ask him.
Say, Father, help me.
Hate there may be evil acts. Those I'm to do.
okutanula lero bikome mukama nyamba.
Let them and help me. This kingdom is everywhere.
It's
in what passed, the present, and those going to come. That's why I say the kingdom of God, it is eternal. Spirit will never finish. Will he finish?
Zaburi ya 139
Psalms 139 verse 3.
Eromanya magenda gange gonna.
Amanjora gayona.
Who said where you're going?
If you mumaso, why you need jogendo kuita?
Things ahead where you will be passing.
Yebu akabaka jari.
The kingdom is there.
Wegamba moyo mutukuvu.
Now the Holy Spirit.
Wakabaka bwakatonda.
The kingdom of God.
Ulichone chikwatagana katonda nobutonde bonachi
mai. Everything concerning God and all creations he knows it.
Ewangu bade ne mwana ne chitafu babibanyi.
Even though the Son and the Father to know them.
Yes, he was with
praise Jesus so
Amen.
Much.
Zaburi ya 139
verses 4.
Kubanga simuli chigambo mulimi rwange. Laba. Ayi mukama gwe kyoto manyira ddala.
Ntwali chigambo mulimi rwo.
There is no word on your tongue.
Kyata manyira
ddala. Never knows of.
Nibi wayogera bibanya
nibi
oyogera.
Spoke in you them.
Now when
you to what you speak in yourself.
But
is someone sitting there with Isaac King and they speak things of Isaac King.
But
saw them before they came and they were to speak that.
And
left your foolishness to manifest. Sees you even where you're going ahead. Don't you see you sit here? If you don't ask you may find yourself ahead there, you will be our enemy. You will torment the children of the kingdom.
Yet
today you're seated here. I see things and I leave them to the kingdom. You yourself tell him, Lord, save me. I'll not be among those to shame you ahead. All you see ahead, you're there.
Moved
on to understand your kingdom of God.
That
spoken of is for all generations.
Zaburi esula ya 139
Psalms 139 verses 5.
Onzingiziza mu maaso n'ennyuma. Era ontaddeko omukono gwo. Okumanya okulinganga okwo kwa kitalo kunnema. Kwa waggulu siyinza kukutuukako. Rumusanvu. Nagenda wa okuva eri omwoyo gwo. Oba naddukira wa amaaso go. Rumunaana. Bwe nnaalinnya mu ggulu nga gy'oli. Bwe nnaayala obuliri bwange mu magombe laba nga gy'oli. Olw'omwenda bwe naatoola ebiwawaatiro ebyenkya n'entula mu bifo ebyennyanja ebiri ewala ennyo kumi newankubaddeeyo omukono gwo gunannuŋŋamya
omwoyo omutukuvu n'eri wansi mu nnyanja
wansi the Holy Spirit is there.
Ali eyo bwakabaka bwa Katonda yaafuga
kingdom of God reigns there. You can hide in the bush when you are in immorality.
That
God, I'm not now in your church.
God,
do fun things to ourselves.
That
we run from the kingdom of God.
The
Spirit of God is in the synagogues. That they first told you that's the spirit of Satan which is in one place which is known as the kingdom of Satan.
And
when he says
he is here.
He's not elsewhere. You know you are on a problem. That spirit is not the Holy Spirit. Maybe when you don't understand
him,
they will still deceive you again. Let us see.
Zaburi ya 139 n'olunyirwa 10.
Psalms 139 verses 10.
Ne wankubaddeeyo omukono gwo gunannuŋŋamya. N'omukono gwo ogwa ddyo gunankwata. 11. Bwe ndyogera nti, enzikiza teereme kumbikkako. No musana oguneetoolo de gunabe chiro kuminabiri. Ne wankuba denzikiza te yekisa erigwe. Na ye chiro chiakango musana. Kubanga enzikiza no musana bifanana wuli.
Bwakabaka bwakatonda.
Kingdom of God.
Moyo mutukuvu.
The Holy Spirit.
Obujjuvu
bwe. In His fullness.
Miyo musambu ya katonda.
Seven spirits of God.
Maso ga katonda musa.
The seven eyes of God.
Hola bantu buzibye.
You don't you see it's night?
Ngaje tulife.
To us.
Na ye yala ba misana tuku.
But he see it's there.
Misana tuku tuku nyonyonyo no kusinga misana
bwabadde. Day more than how the light was before.
Galia maso galaba.
The other eyes see.
Bwakabaka alaba. Bona wali.
Everywhere he is there.
Kakati talaba muwadde na kazikiza.
Does not see any single darkness.
Bwatola babwazibye.
You see it's God night yourself.
But
he sees everything it's daytime. God helps you this time.
But
when you leave this place,
move
you in the life of the kingdom, you will move in the night, in the vision.
You pass
people, they say it's night.
You
see daytime too much. And the other light don't
keep
the shadows. People don't have shadows.
Not
trees. Nothing having a shadow.
But
light too much from every side and the shadow disappears. What brings shadows in daytime or in the night? That light comes from a different side.
And
beats your shadow
side
to be elsewhere.
But
the other comes from every side lighting.
Is
not creation with a shadow.
Imagine
no,
a singer
no, I made dogs in the night and be moved in the kingdom. In the spirit. I
have
no shadow. I looked at them. I looked myself. Where is my shadow? And I didn't see it. I saw all things, nothing had a shadow. Not even a small particle of soil. I light it
lights.
It has no shadow. That's what I told you, what's in Jerusalem of heaven.
There's
no shadow there. You don't have a shadow there.
Light
is too much and it's just enough.
Zaburi ya chikumi asatu mwenda nolu nyiri ole kumine
bi. Psalms 139 verses 12.
Ne wankubadde enzikiza teye kiseri gwe. Na ye chilo chiakango musana. Kumanga enzikiza no musana bifana na woli. Kumina satu. Kumanga gwe olino moyo gwange. Wambi kako mulubuto lwa mange. Kumina nya. Na kweba zanga. Kumango kole wanku wange kuantisa. Kwa chitalo.
Reaches all things even of creation.
Yes, he was with.
Praise Amen. Jesus so much.
So chavate roku tugamba.
That's why he always tells us let our light shine. And they see the glory of the Father. That light is in the knowledge. Knowledge is the Holy Spirit himself. The kingdom of God whom we seek. On the other day, as we see how God restored this gospel, when he passed his Holy Spirit, and he arose salvation from America in the
1700s,
and brought back the gospel of the kingdom of God and of righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. And how it was beaten down, the spirit of Satan, in the 1906. Yet the God has decided through Africa,
Uganda
the pearl of Africa,
to
restore this gospel, to re-arise the true salvation. We shall come back the other time. We shall move on to see this kingdom, the kingdom of God.
As
we seek it, how do we seek it?
Examples of Jufube,
examples of his fullness, how do we see him? In the spirit of wisdom, of the counsel, of the power, of knowledge, of fear of God, the spirit of the Lord. After we finish that, I'll give you example of the kingdom of Satan, the spirit of Satan. After we shall see our third issue, the righteousness that we seek for. What is that? And how do we seek for it? And the fourth thing, we shall see what is the kingdom of heaven and where is it found. May God bless you. Thank you for coming.